Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. Yeah, from the beginning they figured out the theme. And then, so Ishii, after Final Fantasy III, he got his own series that we would know as Secret of Mana eventually. But in America, the first game was localized as Final Fantasy Adventure, and we did a whole podcast about that. But one thing I forgot about that game is where Chocobos really made their big debut in a series. They were no longer these hidden vehicles. They were player characters, or really party members. And one will join your party in this game and then later become part robot, because these games are very weird. And then the artwork done for this game, for the Chocobo, would define basically what the Chocobo looked like for the rest of the series. So the art you see for this Chocobo and the sprite you see is kind of what the Chocobo will be going forward. So there would be no Chocobos in any of the other Mana games. It's only in this one. And then Final Fantasy would really take ownership of this character. But in this first Secret of Mana game here called Final Fantasy Adventure, this is where the Chocobo really made his debut. And the theme is there, too.
I'm pretty sure that they made it a robot just because Robo Chocobo is fun to say five times fast in Japanese.
That is true. They make the Chocobo viable on water, and that's how that works.
Yeah, this version of the theme really has like a siren or something going in the background. Like it's really, I don't know if you have played the original Final Fantasy Adventure, but like this theme is just like really grating.
It is. I'll play a little bit of it right here. Yeah, it starts off with this just very grating and irritating, shrill, piercing siren kind of noise. And a lot of the early Chocobo songs are just like goofy, playing up the idea of like a gangly, goofy, flightless bird.
Yeah, I think the most overt reference back to that siren sound is in Final Fantasy VI's Chocobo theme, the Techno de Chocobo, where it kind of starts out with this like doo-doo-doo-doo. But then there's, you know, like the music happening, and it's not shrill or annoying. It just sounds kind of like, you know, super NES techno. But, you know, just as Sakaguchi clearly kind of his barriers broke down and he was like, yes, fine, let's have Chocobos in the game and give them bigger and bigger roles. I think the same happened with Uematsu, the composer, who came up with more and more elaborate and interesting ways to rework the Chocobo theme with every entry. So, you know, you get like kind of the Samba de Chocobo, but then you move up to techno in Final Fantasy VI, and you know by Final Fantasy VIII it's surf guitar, and he just kind of keeps going and says, how many different genres can we do with this? And that's after a while that started to become one of my favorite things about Final Fantasy games, was just like, what's the Chocobo theme going to sound like this time? Like what style is it going to adopt? And you know, never disappoints.
We'll be hearing a lot of those. I think I listened to about 30 different Chocobo themes during my research. I'm kind of sick of it. I've kind of heard enough of it right now, but yeah, that became a mainstay, starting with even the second, from game two onwards, they would build on the Chocobo theme. Game 2 had the short loop, and then Game 3, Final Fantasy 3, had the actual theme with the bridge part that we all know. So they build off of it in every game since number 2. So yeah, Final Fantasy 1 was novel for just like the different kinds of transportation. You had like a canoe, a ship, an airship, a submarine, things like that. And then Chocobos are added for the sequel. So it's like, here's one more fun thing you can ride. But again, in Final Fantasy 2, they're kind of a secret, and there's only one location. And there's one chocobo forest hidden on the world map with one chocobo inside. So that is like the one, again, the one bone thrown to Ishii is like, there's your bird, all right? I put him on the world map. A character can ride it around. We got a little fun little theme here, and that's it. And what's established from this point onwards is like when you ride a chocobo, you don't fight enemies. So that the functionality of chocobo is you go faster on the world map, and you don't fight enemies. And that's established with Final Fantasy II.